Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series. I'm actually at a hasan, so I apologize for the background noise or music, whatever you want to call it. And I want to say a few words. It's very interesting, the Sipporno in Parashas Ba'al Yischot, where Moshe Rabbeinu talks about how he's unfit to lead the Klal Yisrael because they have tainus on him and everything that they were complaining about. And he says that, did I give birth to them that you're telling me that I have to lead them? And the Sipporno explains that Moshe Rabbeinu's taina was that since I'm not their natural father, so they're not confident in how much I'm ready to do for them. And there's something missing there because it's not the love of a natural father, even though it was great love. And therefore, he says, because of that, Einon Beitchen Biklal, they have no bitochen in me whatsoever. And therefore, he says, I can't, I'm not worthy to lead them. And what struck me is very strange. Moshe Rabbeinu had tremendous love for Klal Yisrael. And they saw his Mesiras Nefesh from Mitzrayim until this point in the Midbar. The commitment was intense. At the end of this, later on this parasha, he says, if not, Horgeni no Harvik, if you can't send someone to help with me and you're just going to let it like this and the Klal Yisrael won't be properly led, I'd rather die. His Mesiras Nefesh must have come across to them, must have been clear, the love that he had. But there was something missing in that love because it wasn't the love of a father to it. To a child, the genetic component, the father to son component was missing, and because of that, he says, "Einom boitchim bi klal." They have no trust in me whatsoever. So it struck me that we know Hashem loves us, so it helps us to have bitochen. But if there's something missing, if there's almost like there's another level of love that he could have, and I don't see that he has it, then that can affect not just my level of bitochen, but I could get turned off to the extent that there's no trust. Love is, a trust is a factor of the extensive and endless and almost maximization of the love. And without that maximization, Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's not just commensurately lacking in bitochen, it's Einon Boitchim Biklal, because I don't have that additional dimension. They don't have any trust in me. So I just thought that as an Eitz Tuva, if we really wish to strengthen our Bitochen, then the first thing, maybe the most important thing, is to focus on the intensity of Hashem's love for us. And every time we see that love, and everything we can do to remind ourselves of that love, and every demonstration that Hashem makes of all of his chesed, all of his rachamim, which is all about his love for us and taking care of every little detail in our lives. Nothing is too small for his concern. And when we see that, that gives us the ability to truly trust Hashem. Because if we don't fully comprehend the extent of the love, it can be so devastating to the bitochen that it could come out as if I can't have it at all. Seems strange. It seems bizarre. That's what the Sipporno teaches us. And so therefore, the lesson is maximize the love, recognize the love, recognize how much he cares, recognize the love he had for the Ovis. Imagine the love he had for the Ovis, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They reached the highest levels of Shlemus, where their descendants, and they suffered. They all had problems with their children, and yet they never complained a word. What love Hashem must have just for them. Where the descendants, the love he has for us, the love we've demonstrated to Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. We're still alive and well after close to 2,000 years of Golus. That's love. How he has constantly, despite every attack that's been orchestrated against us, Klal Yisrael is still alive and well. And all the orchestrators and all the attackers and all the enemies are buried in the history books and in the museums. And only Klal Yisrael continues to live on. Such expression of love, such intense love. This is Kirachim Oval Bonim, the love of Bonim Atem Lashem Alekechem, of a father. It's the fatherly love. And the more that we realize that, the more that we can strengthen our mitochen, and the more that we allow that love to be understated, underestimated, underappreciated, it's to that extent that we may be undermining our bitochen altogether. So I think if there's a quick takeaway from this discussion is, let's focus on the fact that Hashem loves us. Avo rabo avtonu Hashem ulikeinu. You love us in eternal love. You love present tense. You continue to love Amo Yisrael. If not, it would be a brocha of Atolah. Not Habochar. He didn't chose. He chose Be'ava. But he's Boicher anew. He chooses us anew every single day. Be'ava. His love is intense. He gave us the Torah. He showers us with the Torah, the wisdom of the Torah. All this is an expression of his love. And to the degree that we can muster the strength to appreciate the expression, the depth, the endless, the infinite depth of his love, because to that degree that we can strengthen our trust in him. Because if he loves us to the nth degree, then how can we not have the greatest trust in him? And if something is lacking in that, it could affect, and it seems from the Sipuno, maybe even undermine completely that love. We just give up. I don't know if he really, I mean, he loves me, but I don't know to what extent. And that can cause everything to fall apart. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be able to be makir his love. And that, with that, it should give us the ability to have true bitachon.